podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Shepford Paddock, and this is Howson's Brew. As you may have noticed, Stephen Howson isn't here today, but he will be back very soon. And don't fret, because we've drafted in some big guns in his stead. Does that make sense?
Absence.
In his absence, thank you. Cheers, Andy. Yeah. Mr. Andy Tate, of course, who's just been doing one of the funniest TikToks I've ever seen. He'll be down with the kids.
Reacting to someone reacting to Andy Tate, which is just brilliant.
You weren't that one out, but it is class. And Mr. Alex Bagley, how are we doing, Baggers?
Not bad at all.
Also, Howson's Brew today is brought to you by Surfshark VPN. Now, more than ever, our internet reliance has been rapidly increasing. We stream our favourite shows, keep in touch with our loved ones, and watch podcasts like Howson's Brew. We'd like to think our information is safe, but as our online footprint increases, so does our need for proper security.
Proper.
And I'm not reading this. I'm doing it all by memory.
Yeah.
Surfshark is a VPN service that protects your information by encrypting it all. By encrypting all the data that you send through the internet. You want to get on that internet? That's what you want to do, Keeping anyone unwanted from seeing it. Another great reason to use VPN is because content from streaming services can be restricted based on what country you're in. That could be Netflix, Amazon Prime, or even some highlights on Twitter. With Surfshark, you can solve that problem by simply changing your location. Also, if you do go abroad when that's allowed after COVID and still want to watch the football on your UK streaming service, you can just set your location back to the UK. Right now, Surfshark has a really good deal on. By using the link in the description and promo code Paddock, is that the right code?
Paddock, yeah.
Yep, you will get 85% off.
85%.
I thought my eyes were deceiving me there. 85%. Which means for something like a couple of quid a month, you can be fully protected. Plus, you'll get 3 months for free. Surfshark offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. So use the link in the description and promo code Paddock.
85% off.
85%
three
off.
Months free.
3 months free, and terms and conditions apply.
Winner chicken dinner.
So you can do all your streaming. Thanks for Surfshark for their support. This is live, as you well know. Get involved in the comments. Give us a like. Let us know what you think. You may have gathered from the thumbnail. We're going to be talking about some dude called... Help me out.
Haaland, is that the lad?
Is it Haaland?
Haaland.
Yeah. Alfie
Ingo. No, the other one.
Alfie Ingo Haaland. Oh, dude. Go on, what's his name?
Erling.
That's the one. Never heard of him that often. So I often forget his name. Apparently some other bloke who we never heard of called Mino Raiola.
He's a taxi driver on Deansgate, isn't he?
He's taxis. Mino's taxis, yeah. He's been doing the rounds, trying to get a deal for his client. Now, as if just to embarrass me, Pep Guardiola's come out today and said that City aren't in the hunt for a striker. Is that right, Baggers?
They've not got enough money.
City
haven't got enough money to buy a striker.
And I'm doing a shampoo advert next week.
Well, maybe.
If you are watching, shampoo people, we are available for sponsorship. He's been going, apparently he's Erling Haaland's dad, who's Alfie Ingo Haaland, is in London with Raiola, talking about Chelsea. Baggers, I'll start with you, and then Andy, you can join in. Simple question, do you think he's going to go to Chelsea? Do you think he's going to end up in the Premier League?
I don't know. It's... With City coming out saying they've not got enough money, I think that kind of sums up the position that everyone's in. That even City are kind of putting a little bit out there that even if they can afford it, which City can, obviously, but the optics of doing a deal worth 150 million euros or 150 million quid after everything that's gone on is a bit mad. And I think that everyone's going to... Raiola wants... we talked about the news this morning. Raiola wants to move him on now. Get as much cash in as possible. Not because it's good for Erling Haaland, because he could stay at Dortmund, do well there, finish second in the league, whatever they're going to do, and do well there. And he'll still progress. But what he wants, Raiola, is that 15 million quid kickback off the 10% of the deal. That if he waits till next year, it's only 7 million. So he wants it done now. And he's going around Europe going, right, lads, so how much money have you lads got to spend? So he's gone to Barca and said that, and they've said, not a lot. Madrid will probably said, not a lot. And now he's coming to the UK to see if Chelsea have got enough cash, see if City have got enough cash, see if United will actually spend some of the money that we supposedly have. That's all he's doing now. He's going around trying to figure it out, trying to say, do you fancy it? Do you fancy spending 150 million euros? Everyone's going to say no. They're going to kind of put a price out there and just say, this is it. It's going to be chaos, because that's the thing. It's not about the player. I've seen tweets today saying, what should the player do? Nothing to do with that. It's all about how much cash Raiola can make off this player, who is probably going to be one of the best in the world, and he wants to do it this summer, because next summer there's a buyout clause and he won't make as much. So he's going to try and push it through this summer, which is, I mean, imagine going around Europe to sell players is the maddest thing, of just in the middle of the season, going around going, do you fancy this? Do you fancy him? Do you fancy moving on? He signed here 18 months ago to Dortmund. And he's trying to flog him already. It seems
chaos. All he needs is a freewheel van driving around London, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Bit of the old Del Boy.
Yeah, bit of the old Del Boy. That's his transport for today. So,
is Erling Haaland someone who falls into that category of, for you, go all out to get him, do everything we can, or are you not that fussed about him?
I'm not that fussed because it's a media circus.
Yeah.
It's like where all the sea lions and Riola's the ringmaster throwing fish at everybody. You know, everyone's fucking, it's a joke. It's just a media circus. And I'm not asked if he comes. I would welcome him. But if he makes you wonder, I think he'll do probably 3 years and then go somewhere else.
Yeah, it does feel, his career progression so far, it's like Mulder, Salzburg, was it?
Yeah,
Salzburg, Dortmund, then maybe a Chelsea or a whoever, and, I think and then perhaps a...
It's three potential transfers in the next 10 years.
That's probably why he doesn't want to sell him to Madrid or City, who aren't in there. They've never really sold players. They've never made a lot of money. City haven't made any money on the players that they bought in the past 10 years, have they? So...
No.
They're not going to move him. They're not going to go, if he's doing well, he needs to move on. They're not going to try and move him on. Whereas he went to United, I mean, you looked at Pogba. Pogba was linked out the year after he got here. And he'd done that similar kind
Pogba
of progression.
Pogba was linked with a move away when he was flying from Juventus to sign for us.
Exactly. He's like, is he going to leave again? I'm like, what's... And I think that's probably why he wants him to go to United, because he knows that the Glazers would sell him again. You know, if they can get an offer of 200 million... in 18 months, 2 years' time, then they would. And I think that's where Raiola's going.
Well, why didn't we just buy him 18 months ago? We could be sitting here fucking Premier League champions, winning fucking cups.
Apparently, it was the buyout clause, wasn't it? Or the sell-on clause, whatever you want to call it. But I would have took him for two seasons, because I'm with you.
Two seasons, Premier League champions, you win a couple of cups, then you go from there.
The super chat's coming thick and fast. I'm just going to get into some of them. Ross Murphy says, if you want to book a holiday, you want to get on that Selly text. Can you read the next few baggers there? Because my eyesight is horrendous.
Nishant said, should we sell Pogba, Matic, Mata, Fred, Bailly, Martial, Van der Beek, Jones, Dalot and bring in Haaland? Lingard, Saul, Koundé with that money. I mean, that's a lot of players going out the door.
Yes. I mean, out of them players he's mentioned there, you get money for Pogba, you get money for Fred, Bailly, Martial.
You're not getting a lot for Fred, are you? No. You're getting 20 million for Fred.
Martial, I think could still command a fee. I really do.
I do as well. I think that you get... Yeah. With his contracts and stuff, you get 50 million. 50,
yeah, we went to Paris
Saint
Germain or something. Yeah, they took 50 million.
Van der Beek would as well. I think that.
But I don't. With those two, though, in particular, I don't think Martial and Van der Beek going anywhere in the summer.
No, neither do I.
You strip half the teams to get one player.
You can't do that.
And then, you short change and short staffed.
Phil Jones worth about a fiver. Dalot, I mean, he's done okay at AC Milan.
I think 12 million is the fee being
12 and 20, it's not a lot.
That covers barely anyone's wages nowadays, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then next super chat, Robin has said, I honestly believe Van Gaal's philosophy was perfect for us. He just never got the right personnel to play horny football. We need...
Go on, you can read it.
We need more fit birds.
We need more fit birds or fit blokes.
Or fit blokes. Inclusivity.
On this channel.
And Mark said, what's this? Houseman's Brew with topical content.
Right, don't worry, I'm going to address that right now, because Santa Notch, I think, was in the chat and he was like, Jay, how'd you link Erling Haaland to the 1991 European Cup?
Should be a way of doing that.
It's easy. Erling Haaland's father is Alfie Inge Haaland, whose career almost more or less ended when Roy Keane cropped him down. Roy Keane, of course, came from Nottingham Forest, as did Neil Webb, who was on the bench for the 1991 European Cup Winners' Cup final. So there you go.
Very well done,
That's Jay. How we do that one. Get involved in the chat. Thanks for your super chat. Thanks for your support. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has been talking about Erling Haaland. Now, this confuses me a little bit because he talks quite a bit about Erling Haaland, doesn't he? Considering he's a player that we haven't got. And usually when managers do that, you're a bit like, why is he doing it? But he's sort of cleared that up today. He said, it's not fair to talk about Erling Haaland as Man United manager. Okay, even though
you are doing it right now.
He will make his own mind up who we are interested. I don't want to comment. All right, okay. And then also, just to clarify or to expand on what Pep Guardiola said, he said, with current prices, we are not going to buy any striker. It's impossible. We cannot afford. Do you believe either of those two statements? Well, you've touched on the Guardiola one. Do you believe Solskjaer?
Nope, don't believe any of it.
I think Solskjaer wants Erling Haaland. I think every manager in the world wants Erling Haaland right now. But I think that Solskjaer knows the chances are slim to nil of getting the Glazers to part with.
I know somebody at Greg's, but I'm not going to get free pasties. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Really? Will they not sort you out?
No, they won't. But yeah, it's just the media circus. Yeah. It's, don't get me wrong, I think United need big signings, but it, one signing, maybe two this summer.
Do you think,
with about three or four, bankroll it.
With, I get where you're coming from with the media circus, and it does get frustrating. And you know, we had it all last summer with Sancho. But do you think it's almost impossible now with United to not get involved in some sort of media circus because of A, the size of the club and the size of these deals, and B, also with things like social media. Now, you know, me and you're old enough to remember where you found out about a transfer. I found out about Andy Cole and Eric Cantona from the Evening News and Teletext.
Same here.
Yeah, back when Evening News wasn't come a
home,
comic book.
Come home at 20 past one in the morning from my mate's house, and United signed Eric Cantona for $1 million. I'm like, what?
Mate, I remember the Andy Cole one was the one for me. I came home from school and it was on the Evening News. We signed Andy Cole, Keith Gillespie had gone the other way. And I was like, hey, how has this... Andy Cole just scored 40 goals, didn't he, for Newcastle the season before?
Yeah.
How has this happened? But do you think, though, any big transfer United now, you're going to have to put up with a bit of a media circus because of the way it is?
This is where the PR thing is at United. They love it. They fucking love it.
I think there's something in that.
For everything PR-wise on social media.
I think there's something in that in terms of... I think United honestly put transfers off until the last minute. Even with Maguire, I think they knew they were going to get him. Put it off to the last minute because it creates that buzz. It creates that social media stuff. It does all.
I honestly think that's what they're interested in now.
That's what they're after. I think that's as much as it is actually getting them.
This is what we've become.
It is.
We're not interested in trophies. You're going to have to accept this for the foreseeable future. It's just social media money. That's all it is. I want to see trophies on the cabinet. I don't want fucking the biggest Twitter following social media or Instagram. I don't want it.
Stephen Kilgariff says, in what way can Jay absolutely murder my name today? I hope I've done a good job. Someone else pointed out that Roy Keane didn't injure Alvin and Allen. He didn't. It was a terrible foul, but I think Allen played again.
He played the week after.
It was just one of those challenges.
If you go back to when Allen was at Leeds.
Yeah, because he stood over him, didn't he, when Keane did his cruise shirt at Ellen Road.
It cost us a title.
Yeah, big 98, good lad.
Yeah.
You know what? We only lost titles, right, in the 90s when they robbed them from us, when they banned Eric or Keane got injured for the entire season.
It's a fact.
Look it up.
And Roy Keane remembered, probably even heard what he said
to
him.
It's on CFAX page 402, that fact as well, I reckon. It probably is.
Steve Kugat says, nearly. I'll try again later, mate. If we don't go for Erling Haaland, though, and Chelsea do, or anyone does, who out there is that we can go for realistically? Andy, I'll start with you. Who do you want to see us get? Because we see there, well, you don't see it, I do, United monitoring potential free transfer targets, which fills me with absolute fucking dread. But who can United go for? Who do you want to see us?
I would have Aguero from 5 years ago, but not now.
Right.
So there's nothing out there. It's just like we are shopping at Aldi and Lidl. That's what we are.
What are
your standards this summer? Because we ain't doing nothing.
Do you think you sound like Stephen Allison? He says the same. What about? I'll go through some players that we've been linked with, and you can tell me whether you think they're going to happen. Jadon Sancho.
Nope.
I don't think so. I think the only way that happens this is the only way I see it happening. Pogba signs his new deal. They're not happy with, they then go, we don't need Van der Beek. He'd fit in there and somehow we come up with some kind of deal where we swap him and we only end up spending.
And they use commercial sponsorships.
Whatever it is, something mad. But I don't see us not giving a player to Dortmund and signing Jadon Sancho for 100 million, even if it's 80 million, I don't see us doing
probably that. Sancho and Pogba are like that now after a deal with a drinks company.
That one.
Yeah.
I'll
tell you what. They wouldn't even have to give us any. Just give us some of that. That's me what I spend.
That's what I mean. We will be doing that compilation early next week, aren't we? We're going to get all the Pepsi Max Cherry stuff together. And we'll tweet it.
We're going to go outside the Pepsi Max Cherry offices.
We need to tweet it. We need everyone to tag Pepsi in it because we need to get some free Pepsi Max Cherry out of this.
PS says, a lot depends if Dortmund reaches the Champions League next season. They are 4 points behind Frankfurt, who are fourth, and this will be key if Haaland stays. I don't think he's staying because I get where you're coming from, PS, but his buyout clause is next summer. So they will only get 72 million for him next summer, I think. This is the summer to sell him if they want to double that money. Me and Joe were talking about this on a transfer live last night. Say Dortmund kept him for an extra year. That's, and they don't take 150 million for him this summer. They get 75 million for him next summer. They're basically paying 75 million to have Erling Haaland for a season. Is that worth it? I don't know if it is.
No, it's all dependent on whether the clubs can fork out the cash. And that's whether they've got the actual money to do it. And I think that City are saying they don't. They can. They definitely can.
I mean, I've seen Haaland at his last game, he equalised in the last minute against, in the Bundesliga, I forgot who was it against. But he equalised and he looked really, really frustrated and down with it.
I've just seen that. Is that from Daniel Lingard Leaper in the Super Chat? Says, Jay's eyesight went due to two risky bath wanks. That Welcome. May or may not be true. Someone else is in the Super Chat. I think it was Sam B who said Sancho or Haaland, which we were speaking about. I'll give you another target that we've been linked with then. Both of you. And there may be a deal to be done here. Declan Rice.
That's a possibility, yeah.
I think the Lingard one fits. I think Lingard going one way for... 20. Roughly call it 20, 25 million. United can then spend their 50, 55, which I reckon is around the ballpark of what... I think we're going to spend under 100 million quid. That's it, this summer. Yeah. There's going to be, similar to last summer, what did we spend? 75 million total?
Tell us. Without some... Yeah, well, the one that sort of confuses the issue slightly is Diallo, isn't it?
Diallo,
because he's up to 37 mil.
But we've only paid 10 of that now.
If you count him, his full whack, it's like, you're right, it's like 40, 37, I think 14 for Telles. So what's that, 891 or something?
Yeah. And then it's whether you tie in Bruno from that as well into everything again. But we're not spending over 100 million, which is just not going to... So
you might get one big set. We need a set.
That's
back.
It. It's whether you get one.
I mean, you're going to blow the budget just to get one striker. Right.
I think Rice changes a lot of that, though. I think you put Rice into that team, I think you can play with Maguire and Lindelof and look okay. I think if you put Rice in there, you can play with Maguire and Bayern and look okay. I think the problem is, when we play with one, if the midfielders are off, which they have been for a lot this season, I don't think Scott can do it on his own. Fred...
No comment.
Can't do it on his own
no
whatsoever.
Comment. Nothing against the lad, but I'm just done on him now.
Fred.
I'm done. Enough. Just enough.
I missed the goal. We were on a watch along, weren't we? And I went to the toilet, came back, and the steam was coming off everyone's head.
Yeah, I just don't think.
Not literally.
I think Fred will still be around because I don't think we'll shift into it. But
yeah, he's part of the squad. I don't dispute he's part of the squad, but no, he's done for
it's
me.
Weird with Fred, isn't it? Because... You know, when you think yourself, what is he good at? And I kind of bought into the idea, sounds weird, I kind of started to like Fred. Do you know what I mean? I was very like, what is this guy about? Then I started to like him. I think it was the Etihad last season when we beat him in the league. And I was like, you know what? That's a fantastic performance. And he had some good games in that season as well, let's not forget. But then when you sort of break it down, you think, what's he really good at? His tackling's not great. His shooting's terrible. His passing's a bit suspect. It's almost just energy.
Yeah.
Like, and I hate saying that about players, just quick and fast. Because he's obviously a very talented footballer to play for Manchester United, but he doesn't offer a lot. He doesn't offer enough. And I think you make a good point, Baggers, because neither him or Scott McTominay are defensive midfielders, for starters.
Matic seems to have aged 20 years in the past six months.
And then James Garner, who scored for Forest today, he's doing really well at Forest. They're comparing him to Sergio Busquets. So that's how good he is. He's probably not. I don't even know next season he'll be ready. I think he might need another season of being in the squad, being around the squad. Maybe not another lone one, but do you know what I mean? Like cup games and, you know, playing against a few tiddlers in the Premier League and then being ready. But it looks like, you know, you would need another holding midfielder who is a holding midfielder. Maybe, right? Maybe Declan Rice is the answer because Lingard goes that way. Maybe we can get Rice for Lingard and, if I'm being ambitious, 40 mil.
Yeah,
maybe if that's a deal, I'd be happy with that. Just going through some of the stories here, get my words out. There's a story there that Manchester Evening News understands. Well, that already fills me with like deflation, if I'm being honest. That's like saying I've just heard it from, you know, one of the spice heads in Piccadilly Gardens. United have the finances to compete for a marquee addition this summer, but are unlikely to be able to justify the expense of two extravagant recruits, even though that's from MEN, which is a bit of a disreputable blog. Yeah. I think that I don't see us buying two big players this summer, but I wouldn't be surprised if we bought one.
We've talked about the social media side of it. I think the fact that last summer we didn't really have it, I think he wants I think they'll need that just for a bit of buzz. I think that
because the fans because are fed up. We're fed up.
Yeah,
I'm sick of all.
But I think that you get to that point with United where you need to just do that signing. I think it happens in cycles.
The previous summers, the fan base has been really split and really naffed off with the club. So I think maybe.
Well, I think the Bruno one.
The Bruno one, they had to do it.
Lifted everyone.
Because they had to do it. Otherwise, yeah. They were in trouble. You know what? They were in trouble.
People forget. I still don't understand how the fuck there's a debate over Bruno Fernandes' impact at Manchester United. How is there a debate about this? We were shy.
Do you know what I can't understand? Know,
when he arrived and how? He literally turned us around and got us from 6 points off top four to eventually top of the league.
I don't know how there's a debate how he's not the player of the year in the Premier League. Man. Like, considering how bad Manchester United, like, if you sum it up, how bad, considering Salah won it for Liverpool when they finished sixth, right? United are second in the league and you take Bruno out, we look shit. Like, that's happened, right? Bruno Fernandes is the best player in the Premier League this season because of that. Look at the impact he has, the amount of goals. There's no, yeah, I think Diaz from City has had a great season for them. But if you take him out, they're still pretty good. They still win the league.
This is where players don't...
He's the best player in the league.
This is where players don't stand up and count in big games. No. We went four semi-finals. We went to top of the league. And the players just shut their eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, attitude, urgency, what will to win. I mean, Solskjaer in the last game, we're tired. I don't want to hear it, man.
No, I don't. I get it though a little bit. I think that
everyone's tired.
Yeah, I think that this is the problem is that Ollie's doing this the complete opposite way of Mourinho. Because Mourinho, when he lost games, he blamed the players and he blamed everything that went on. And Ollie's trying his best not to do that. Because what Ollie wants to come out and say is, we're not that good and we're missing like five players. Because that's what he's...
Ollie's at a tipping point this summer. I think he's got a three-year contract. Ready to sign, and if he's not backed, I mean, would you blame him for walking? In the next 12 months, he's got to produce a trophy. I don't care what it is.
I don't think he'll walk because I think that he loves it too much.
That's fair enough, but he's got to produce a trophy in the next 12 months.
And I think that...
Don't care what it is.
Just while you're debating that one, just in the super chat there, Brian, is that Swerb?
Swarbrick
says, whatever happens to tapping up, going around talking to clubs while attached to another is crazy, must be in contract. Tapping up, yeah, like, this is why it was a bit weird that Ollie even talks about Erling Haaland, because he has spoken about it quite a lot, and he used to get accused of all sorts of
that. But this is the opposite now. It's not the club setting the meeting and saying, we want to speak to Haaland. This is the agent who represents him going, right, lads, I'm going on a tour around Europe. This isn't the other way. It used to be a manager going and speaking to a player, and that was the illegal thing, which you're not allowed
to do. Ask Jurgen Klopp that with Van Dijk.
But if the player comes to you and goes, I want a chat,
well made.
They can do that, which is madness.
I know. Well, this is it.
It's a form of tapping up. If Solskjaer's on the phone to him, it's a form of tapping up.
Apparently he speaks to me Norwegian, that's what he was saying, isn't it? Callum King, which makes sense because they're both Norwegian. Yeah. Callum King says, if possible, would any of you have Martinez instead?
The lad from Inter Milan?
I presume so, unless he means...
Again, it's going to cost...
The Villa keeper.
I take it. Great keeper, Martinez, by the way.
There's three positions we need to fill. What are you going to go? Are you going to go get a number nine? Are you going to get a centre-back on another midfielder? What are you going to do?
We also need someone that plays on the right. We've not got someone that plays on the right.
I mean, if you're lucky, you get two of your four targets.
What about if Paul Labille goes as well?
And you need another creator, because when you've seen when we lose in.
Because you're right, because the thing we meant about Bruno is what works for us for a little spell was when Bruno's form did tail off a little bit for like three games, Pogba stepped up. I'm thinking about the Burnley game and the Fulham game in particular. Pogba gets injured and then again it's all eyes on Bruno. He's got to do everything. So if Pogba does go out, we can't just go, well, we're all right, we've got Bruno. And I still think the jury's out on Donny van de Beek. So I think we'll have to wait and see on that one. In terms of Lingard going to West Ham, apparently the West Ham board have backed Lingard move. They're ready to back David Moyes to push through a permanent deal for Manchester United. Loney, Jesse Lingard, do you reckon to that?
He needs it. And he's benefited from it because he scored, was it five goals in seven games? And he's playing for England. So good luck to the lad.
Yeah. I'm hoping it helps us out though. That's the big thing.
I mean, I've heard him. He might get a contract. No new contract at United. He wants assurances. He wants to come back. He's not getting back into that midfield.
No, I think you're right. Because the thing is, me and you spoke about this, didn't we, the other week? Unless he does something spectacular, and I mean like he ends the season on 15 goals or something stupid, and you're like, that's ridiculous.
He's got nine games left, scores
yeah.
in all of it.
Yeah, and then you go in.
Goes to the Euros.
Yeah.
Helps England win the Euros.
He's like, he is Messi Lingard getting back.
Yeah.
Even if he finishes on like 10 goals, which is still phenomenal, I still think you've got to remember that this is a kid who, we all love Jesse Lingard, but his form fell off a cliff at United. And there's reasons behind that. I don't think it's just, you know, he was having a bad
patch. No, personal reasons.
Yeah, and I think it was the pressure.
Took too much on.
Yeah, getting to him.
Fair play to him for taking it on, but he took too much on.
And I think he went to West Ham, got away from, I know it sounds crazy, he's still in the Premier League and he's still an England player and all that, well, he got back in England squad, but slightly out of that spotlight of being a Manchester United. Bit of a change of scenery. Flying, looks like he's enjoying his football again. I don't think the player we're seeing at West Ham is necessarily the player that would come back to Old Trafford, if that makes any sense.
No, I agree with that. I think that people underestimate how difficult it is to play for Man United. And even going to a club like Chelsea and City or whatever, it's a different thing because if it doesn't quite work out, they're going to sign other players around you. I think the thing at Manchester United is, you at the moment in time, we're not signing. You look how City have done it. If one defender doesn't work, they sign another three. And that's how it works. United, if we sign a player, spotlight on him. And it's the same thing with the lads coming up. If you don't work out, mate, we're in trouble. And that's been the case for a long time. I think that people, same thing with Johnny Evans. Johnny Evans dropped down and is proven to be a fantastic footballer. But there might have been something in that he might not be able to do it for Manchester United. He might not be able to bear that point. Kind of burden pressure.
Do you remember Johnny Evans under Van Gaal just before he left?
Panic stations.
Mate, what was going on? And like, people just have erased that sort of 6 month spell out of my memory. But I remember, I think it was at Stoke, where there was just nothing happening, nothing around him. He got the ball and he's just like, he somehow managed to create some danger.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is going on with Johnny Evans? Like, he just, something went drastically wrong. To the point of when he left, I was sort of like, relieved to fuck. Because yeah. I like Johnny Evans and I didn't like seeing him performing the way late.
It was like with Chris Smalling as well. I mean, yeah. So Chris Smalling is blossomed now at Roma, hasn't
he? And it's like,
but even to a lesser extent, even like Tom Cleverley has had a good career at very good clubs in the Premier League and the Championship. If the pressure wasn't on him, would have probably done all right at Manchester United. But
he's a prime example, Tom Cleverley. Of, I mean, for starters, that injury he got against Kevin Davies, never fully recovered from that. But someone who just gets drastically overhyped. He played for England once, and I think Roy Hodgson was comparing him to Iniesta or something stupid. And it's like, for fuck's sake, come on. And then he just didn't get to that anywhere near the levels he'd been at.
If you look at McTominay, he's the one who says you can do it and deal with the pressure.
Yeah.
McTominay is an example of it.
Yeah. I think
Scott's having a decent season as well. 8 goals this season.
Yeah.
Not a bad. I'd love him to get to double figures, just, you know, short that one off. But I think Scott suffers a little bit with the sort of the McFred thing. And I don't always think that's fair because I think that whilst Scott's not been perfect this season, he has had some bad games. I don't think he's been as bad as Fred.
I think he's still smart from the Leicester game, so it's possible he is. I mean, he come out this week and he said, I want to win a trophy with United this season. I want to win the Europa League. But everyone comes on him after the performance at Leicester. So
he's got McTominay.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, I think, you know, you can blame him for the second goal or whatever, but I don't think that performance or that result is particularly down to Scott McTominay, being honest.
No, I think it was everything. Was
He played a blinder at the Derby, didn't he? So
I don't know with Scott. I feel like he is like a squad player, but a G Sun Park type player who will play a lot of games.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying he's the same level, but he's a squad player who'll play 30 games a season.
And he'll get a goal when you need it.
Like Darren Fletcher as well. Yeah. Darren Fletcher did it as well.
Yeah.
Darren Fletcher had 2 seasons where he was the first team player. People forget that. Like, the rest of the time at United, he wasn't. I know he had a lot of injury problems, he had his stomach problem, but a lot of the time he was in the squad, wasn't he? He's a squad player. You know, I don't think he made
scored
the bench.
2 against City in a derby.
When we had everyone fit, it was Carrick and Scholes.
Yeah.
Fletcher didn't get near the team. But then when you had certain games and you were playing, even playing at Arsenal, and you need an extra man in midfield, Darren Fletcher plays. And I think that's what Scott will be. You know, then he comes in. But look, I like Scott. I think that there's... But this is the whole point, is we're looking at these players and you need to sign 3 or 4 new players in maybe one. Look, I said, look how City have done things where they go, okay, we need a centre-back. They've signed 6 since Guardiola's been there and they finally got it down to 2.
Nathan Aké, remember him?
They've signed him for 45. They spent 100 million this summer. They needed one.
I mean, he's hardly played this season, has he?
And Diaz has been a fucking revelation.
He's been very good.
Like, let's have it right. He's been that good. He's made John Stones look like Baresa. Do you know what I mean? It's like, what is going on there? Because everyone had forgot about John Stones, another expensive, it seemed, waste of money. but has started
he's found his form again, apart from Wednesday night.
I mean, do you remember though? Laporte apparently was the second coming of bloody Vincent Kompany.
Yeah.
And now he's, you know, almost surplus to requirements. So
that's the thing, is they sign a lot, and that means the pressure's on off these lads. You know, when Diaz comes in this season, the pressure on John Stones is, if I play well, I play well. If I don't...
It's competition. It's strong competition.
It's competition, but
with a comfort zone.
There's a bit of comfort. And same maybe the same thing's happened with Luke Shaw, as he's kind of pushed on because he's looked at someone. But at the same time, there's not the pressure of, if I get injured or if this doesn't happen. And the same thing under Ollie's not thinking, if he doesn't perform, I've not got someone else to bring in. If things don't happen, you bring Tellers in.
I think the only United player who's not been under pressure this season is Harry Maguire. And he's been a rock.
I agree. Yeah, I'm just going to get in some of them super chats. If you, there we go. Andrew Rafferty, if we won the Euro Millions at United, who would sign?
Yeah.
So if we won the Euro Millions, who would you sign?
Mbappe.
Nice. Very fair enough. Who would you sign, Son?
Probably be Haaland. I think he's going to be the one that scores.
Do you know if we won the Euros?
Right.
Do you know what? If it was literally like, we've got 150 million quid you can spend on whoever you want, and all these sounds crackers, I'm tempted with Kane, you know.
Yeah, but he's short term. You're only going to get three, 4 years.
I know, but this is like a free hit, isn't it? This is Euro Millions. This is what I'm saying. It's not like...
Can you win a league title with Harry Kane?
Of course.
Yeah. Yes.
With 30 goals a season? Come on.
But he's injury prone.
That's the thing, though. He's not that bad, his injury record. He's played like 40 games like last three seasons, I think. I get where you're coming from. What the trouble with Kane is, with his injuries, is he tends to miss like a couple of months, and when he misses him, you miss him.
Yeah.
I think there's another super chat. Sorry, Cam. Just bring up the other one. If you go into the back end, there's one more above that. If you go into the other thing. Is that it? Sorry, yeah. Say Dortmund sell him and they miss out on Champions League next season. That's a loss of 80 million quid right there. I don't think Haaland goes anywhere this summer.
Is it relevant that to the club? But it's the agent.
This is the point I was making. Like, you're saying, no, that's a loss of 80 million quid if they don't get in the Champions League. But they're going to lose 80 million quid if they don't sell him this summer. That's guaranteed.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And also, Dortmund with Haaland, they might not even get the Champions League as well. It's almost like he's not a waste of time being there because he's such a phenomenal talent.
I mentioned this, lads, just before the international break. He scored and his body language was like, oh, for God's sake, and he just trudged back to the halfway line.
Maybe he's a little bit disillusioned. We've spoken a lot about incomings. What about outgoings? Also, give us a like. Hit like the video. We've got quite a lot of people watching. And none of you are liking the video. What's going on? You don't like us anymore because Steve's not here. On outgoings, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has said there are a couple of players whose futures are not decided yet. Some without contracts. Some without contracts even. Some with contracts. And we do have a certain picture of how we think the squad is going to look in August when we start. Go on then. Who's going, Andy? Start with you. Talk to me.
Fred. Possibly Martial. Jesse Lingard.
Oh, yeah. I agree with at least... what Lingard, I agree with. Fred, maybe. Martial, I'm not so sure about. Just because I still think that Ollie rates him. Andrew Rafferty in the Super Chat says, cheers for the stream, lads. Could we win a league with Aguero? I would say yes.
I don't think so.
Not just Aguero, though. It'd take more than just him, but I think you could win a league with Aguero.
Oh, yeah, we could, but yeah. I don't think he stays.
If you're Aguero, what are you going to do? You're going to swap back? You're going to stay and have Greggs in Manchester? You go to Barcelona and have Tapas?
I think he's...
Barcelona in the summer.
I thought you were going to say it, Andy. Go on. Barcelona style of play. Go on.
Barca style of play with Tapas.
I think Barca's...
One of my favourite lines of Andy Taylor.
I think he's going to Barca.
Well, to be honest with you, he's not coming to United. Let's just get it right. That ain't going to happen.
Messi's going to stay there. That's one of his mates.
Dracum.
Yeah.
Isn't one of them someone's godfathers? Aguero's either Messi's...
Maradona.
Maradona, isn't it? Oh, is he Messi as well?
I think Messi's... I don't know what it is.
Because I know Aguero married to Maradona's daughter.
Yeah. Then Messi's... Aguero's kid's godfather or something like that.
Someone's going to put a bid. I don't know if he's got a son, but someone's going to bid for his son.
It's a nice connection. Yeah.
Someone's
going to
bid for that son when he's like 2 or like 3 years old. He might already be that for like 100 million euros or something. Yeah. Aren't he expecting great things?
Yeah.
Because of... just seen the most random comment. Ross can't believe they made a statue for Greta Thunberg.
They did at
The university. Was it Winchester University or something?
It's a bit mad, isn't it?
Is it true City are making statues for Aguero, the silver?
Yeah, right. And right. Let's not forget, though. Like, in terms of Manchester City, Aguero, silver, and company.
Best ever played.
Yeah, like, who else are they going to have a statue of? David Brightwell.
Yeah, Torre with a birthday cake.
Niall Quinn.
Yeah, Tory with a birthday cake.
Peter Beery, come and have a look at his statue made of him. Like, in fact, he weren't even that bad, Peter Beery, being harsh. But
it's,
like, yeah.
It's no worse than Arsenal having the Henry and Bergkamp ones because they won two titles.
Yeah,
two titles.
Yeah. Like, Henry won two titles. Bergkamp won, I think.
We've got the Holy Trinity.
Yeah.
We've got the whole, like, the. It's ridiculous. The amount of players United would have, like Rooney'd have a statue.
I quite like the fact that we haven't got loads. I do want a Jimmy Murphy statue. I'm not going to lie about that. Yeah. That's a bit of a bugbear.
We've got
a
Matt Busby one.
Yeah, he should have one next to him. He should have the Jimmy Murphy statue should be right next to Sir Matt Busby.
I don't know what they're going to. If they do something with the class of 92,
don't set me off. You're at it. You're at it, and you know you are.
I know. If they do a class of 92 one, which they might do.
Gary Neville.
Phil Neville.
No, I don't mind Gary Neville. If Phil Neville gets a statue at Old Trafford, right, I'm not fucking going to Old Trafford ever again.
And then you got to give one to Nicky Butt. You got to give one to Paul Scholes.
Yeah, but you don't get a statue because you're Gary Neville's brother. Does Tracy Neville get a statue?
If you nutmeg Zidane or is it Luis Figo, you deserve a statue.
Who also deserves a statue.
Yeah, I'd have John O'Shea over Phil Neville. I like Phil Neville. He's okay. He's a decent player, but he's not statue worthy. No. If there's a statue of Phil Neville and not one of Brian Robson or Roy Keane, the world's gone mad.
He scored for Everton as an own goal. And we went on to win the league that day when we beat him 4-2. So that's a fucking statue right there for Phil Neville.
Yeah, and then he made up for it by helping him draw 4-0 and costing us the league.
Which meant the Aguero. Yeah. So, never
Ross Murphy says, a statue of Balotelli fighting with Mancini. Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Where's my fucking statue?
Statue of Andy Tate. Yeah, get involved in the comments. Should there be a statue of Andy Tate? In fact, we'll make one. We'll
paper mache.
We'll just paint you. You gotta stand outside on shopping on match day. Don't move. Hey, do you know what? I'm so sorry. I'm gonna butcher your name badly here. Shaq Sabahuddin says, for all the talk about centre backs aren't good, Ollie needs to go, etc. Why no one is concerned about our coaching staff? I think they are more culpable. Nicky Butt's obviously gone. Still got Kieran McKenna there, Michael Carrick, Mickey Phelan. I mean, the attention is on Ollie, isn't it, when it comes to the management. And you don't really tend to get much criticism of the coaching staff. Some people do, but you don't see people going, we need to get rid of Michael Carrick. It is, as you'd expect, focus on a manager. Where do you stand on the coaching staff baggers? I'll start with you and ask you, Andy.
I think that...
Do you think there is an issue there, or are you displeased with the coaching staff at all?
They should always be questioned. I think they should always be looked at and gone, could we have a better coach? There should always be that question. But at the same time, I still don't think it matters that much at this moment in time who's there. Because I think that you could potentially go a little bit better. But until you get the squad to compete with City, you're not going to do it. You know, and it's only going to be short term, even if you do. Even if you got someone in, you could compete with them for... You look how Liverpool have done it. They've got a manager in... They spent a bit of money on some players. They've got it right.
Who's the guy now who's in, obviously, is it Mitchell?
No, it's not Mitchell. There's someone else there.
Yeah, you know what I mean. It's Edmund,
but they've got it right for a year or two. They've had it right for a couple of years, and it's looking like it's going to fall off. Then they don't even look like they're going to spend a lot this summer. It might never get... But their squad's nowhere near City's, and they're never going to be able to do that. And I think that the only way to get anywhere near that is to do it very, very, very slowly, because the Glazers aren't going to do the, here's 400 million quid, go and build yourself a team, go and beat City, and you can do this for 10 years. That's not going to happen. I think Ollie should be questioned. I think we should be looking at the next option. But do I think that wins us the league if we get someone else in? Probably not. Do I think we could get a little bit better? Yeah.
Exactly.
But does it? Is there a massive overhaul? And the other thing is, does that person coming in get the same backing? Do they resonate with the fact? Does all this happen? I don't think it changes that much in what goes on. I think what happens is if you scrap this project now, if we went right to Ollie, get someone else, we're going to get Nagelsmann in. We start again. We're going to go with that. Here you go. Go and sign your four players. You're going to get 150 million this summer. I still think we go backwards for a season. And then might get better.
It's a big 12 months
and
It
is, but it's... But there's no, it needs to be over 10, it needs to be a 10-year plan. And it can't be, look how City, because this is the thing, people are saying, City are beating us now because they've got Guardiola. No, City are beating us now because they've been better than us at signing players since 2011. Like, let's not say it's been the last few summers.
It's true.
They signed, if realistically what we should have done was sign Aguero and Villa and Silva, Silva and David Villa.
What did we get
in 2010?
Torre was the one.
I mean, what did we get when we sold Ronaldo? We got Michael Owen, Obertan, Michael Owen, Valencia. And City sign Aguero.
They signed Aguero and Silva in 2009 or it was 10, wasn't it?
2011, I think, was the first season.
And they got Yaya Toure as well.
Yaya Toure was a massive one for me.
So if
the Silva, you know.
Massive
they've
one.
They've been
we
better than
it.
Us at signing players for 10 years. This isn't going to fix by getting one new manager. This isn't all Pep Guardiola's doing how good they are now. This is a result of 10 years worth of doing the right things.
Of investment.
This isn't a case of one manager coming in and changing everything. This is what they've done for 10 years has been right, and we've not. Fergie kind of masked things, and we had the best spine in world football from the 2008 team still around. We still had Van der Sar, who then got replaced by De Gea. But then we still had Rio and Vidic. We still had Giggs and Scholes and Rooney and Carrick and those kind of players. Yeah. But once they went and once they kind of dropped off, we never replaced them. Like I said, we should have signed Aguero. We should have signed David Silva. We were going to compete.
When we sold Ronaldo, we should have signed Karim Benzema. That was someone.
Or
we should
Ribery.
Have got. Yeah,
something like that.
Something like that. But we didn't. We went and got Michael Owen, who had 15 games for United or whatever it was.
So the only
games.
Way that we ever get fucking to that level again is it needs to be patient, and that's the thing is it needs to take 10 years to do it. Now, if in that plan, the Darren Fletchers and the John Murtagh, who's now sat above Ollie, kind of go, okay, well, this manager's going to come in and not sell a Wan-Bissaka and Maguire and the players we've put money into, or Bruno, or whoever, you put some money into these players. He's not going to sell them. He's going to use the players we've got, and then we're going to add a little bit more, and it's slowly going to get better. Then, yeah, I think that's the right thing to do. But it's not going to be that. It's going to be...
It's the players as well. It's players will help.
Gordon all Taggart, the players. Sorry, Gordon Taggart, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Gordon Taggart is with a great shout there. It's a statue for the 1991 Cup Winners' Cup team. Great. I think
Les Sealer, God rest him.
Yeah. Waltzy Matilda says, FSG have sold 10% of Liverpool / Red Sox for $540 million. Do you think the Glazers could do something similar to raise funds if they won't invest themselves? The Glazers have done something similar, but they kept the money.
71 million quid and just sold 25% worth of shares.
As well, Baksar Sudhir Kumar, thanks for your super chat.
I mean,
the Glazers will sell things to make money, but they just keep the money themselves. They're not going to reinvest it into the squad. And this is what annoys me about the Glazers. Steve summed it up beautifully the other day. It's like, they're so stupid that if they actually invested in this team, and with our own money, by the way, not their own, with our money, the fans' money or the club's money, and got some success, like the Scousers have, you make more money. Because you're winning trophies and you become...
Oh, yeah.
Look at how the Scousers went 30 years without a title, win a title in a European Cup or Champions League, and the money's piling in from over the goal because you already had that sort of starting fan base anyway, which we've got.
Do you think there's something, though, that because this new Champions League is going to come in. They're going to approve that, aren't they? This new 32, this massive Champions League, I think it's going to be an extra 10 teams or whatever. If they do that, that's the Glazers' box ticked because they know that top four gets them enough money. Do you think that maybe then they might put a little bit... That might be the thing that puts a little... I'm not saying they're going to back us loads, but they might put a little bit more in because they know that there's money there.
They don't give a fuck what goes on that pitch. It's just commercials.
No, they just
want to sell a shirt.
They just need the
Champions League. They just want to sell shirts.
They just need it. And if this new deal comes through where it goes on your what you've done in the past, United will be pretty much guaranteed it, I believe, for a long, long time if we even finish outside the top four. And maybe they might throw a bit... an extra 40 million quid in a year. That might be what we get out of it.
Yeah. But
that might cause a little... We might get a little bit more out of it, I think.
It's a shame because... It's not a shame, it's a fucking outrage. But you've seen it with... Help me out. Is it the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, whatever?
Yeah.
They seem to be a bit more hands-on with that. It seems to give a bit more of a toss about what's going on there. I think they live there as well. Right? And they do, obviously. It's different in America because you know better than anyone. But they do interviews and stuff where we've never heard from him here. Good shout here. So United Forever podcast. Happy birthday to Teddy Sheringham. Good shout. No Teddy, no treble. Don't ever forget that.
Exactly.
Whereas the Glazers over here, it's just purely about the business and making money out of it. There's no concern. And like you saying, Baggers, the only reason we get into Champions League is because it's beneficial to them as a business, not because they've got a great desire to see us finishing in top four. And we've got a couple more super chats. Brian Swarbrick, maybe they have learned the lesson after Tom Brady won them the bowl. They might do the same here as if, haha.
But you can't do that. You can't. In American sport, in that sport, you can literally sign one player who's the most marketable player out there and also changes everything. If they could do that now, if they could say, if we sign Lionel Messi tomorrow, then not only will you sell most shirts, we'll win everything. It's not going to happen.
They've had two Super Bowls in 20 years.
Yeah.
So that for the good, so
they've not done.
They've
great.
Just done it for one season.
Yeah, of course.
Because they're not going to spend.
No.
If they want that, they would do it again. If they want to win the next five Super Bowls. You're not the New England Patriots, you know.
No, no.
Where does he play? Tom Brady, does he play up front?
Up front.
Up front.
No, no, it's more than number six.
Number six, like dictating the play. Yeah, I love American football, mate. Tom Brady's one of my favourite midfielders.
Yeah.
Oliver Ormson in the Super Chat says, if United don't want to spend 100 million this year, on 100 plus million this year on a striker, isn't Patrick Bamford, Ollie Watkins or Dominic Calvert-Lewin an option? Who would you take? I'll start and then I'll pass it over to you, Andy, and then to you, Baggers. Patrick Bamford, if you think you get annoyed with Marcus Rashford or someone missing chances, get Patrick Bamford at Old Trafford and you'll be tearing your head out if you've got any. Ollie Watkins, another one who misses a lot of chances, but out of them two, I'd take him. But my preferred choice would be Dominic Calvert-Lewin. But I think with Ancelotti's little mini revolution that's going on there, I don't see us getting him. I think Everton dig the reels in and I don't see him sort of itching for a move. So I know we've had players off him in the past, Lukaku, Rooney, Fellaini and all that. I just don't see that move happening. But out of those three, in answer to your Super Chat, Oliver, I would take Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
I'd take Lewin.
I'd take him tomorrow, but I think it's going to cost 80 million and that's it's the same kind of stuff.
He's a good fit as well, isn't it? Alex Mack as well, thanks for your Super Chat. We are going to wrap up there. We've had loads of Super Chats, loads of chats, loads of comments. I love the randomness as well, because I always pop up and you see the chat talk about Greta Thunberg's statue and then another one talking about the 1991 Cup winners.
I want mine. What my statue, man?
Hashtag.
Never mind Greta Thunberg.
Andy Tate statue.
What pose would you have in your statue?
Moise.
It's the anniversary, wasn't it? The April Fool's Day.
Yeah. 7 years last week.
7 years.
Seven years since Moise.
If you are under the age of 14 as well, go and check out the TikToks, or if you just
if you just want to do it.
TikToks.
It's a good laugh.
It seems, it's funny. It's very bizarre, but it's very funny. Also, a big shout out to Surfshark. The link's in the description. You can get 85% off with Surfshark.
3 months VPN. Free.
Yeah, 3 months free.
And 30-day money-back guarantee.
30-day money-back guarantee. The link's in the description. 85% off. 30-day free. And
3 months free.
3 months 30. Free.
And you're going to need a bigger bolt.
3 months free. Go and check it out. Link is in the description. The code is Paddock. Surfshark VPN. Alex Baggers, thanks for joining us. Where can people find you?
Baggers_Alex. But go over to TikTok instead and watch the Stretford Paddock stuff and see Andy Tate's TikToks. That's the main thing.
Go and check it out, TikTok. Andy, where can people find you? You're on Instagram as well, aren't you? You're not on Twitter, are you?
Twitter's a poison chalice. Twitter and _MUFC_Tate.
Go and check Andy Tate out. Go and check Alex Baggers out. He'll be back for Sunday. You're going to be around, aren't you, for watch long. Sunday, you're doing the pre-match show. It's going to be Adam McCullough, myself, and Joe Smith are going to be back as well. So I'm getting a pre-match thing from you as well.
Pre-match and after-match, and I'll be back for Tottenham.
Post-match reaction. This has been Alistair's Brew. Steve will be back soon as well. Don't forget to hit like, share, and subscribe. Thanks for watching. Sports Social Podcast Network.